A two-man crew, with the help of a lift truck, literally plastered faces on the entrance wall of Colorado Mountain College's Lapolis Center on Saturday.
We go up in the lift, set our wheat paste on the wall with rollers, slap the posters on, and then we squeegee them out, get them tied to the wall, and we sort of create this mural.
130 Roaring Fork Valley residents responded to CORE's call for climate stories in January as part of the Imagine Climate project. Laura Whitley is the project lead. She was out in the cold Saturday supervising the plastering.
These are folks who recognize that each of us has a story of climate change and that climate change knows no boundaries.
Each person submitted a selfie, most of which are now about 3 feet tall, and an audio story, which KDNK and Aspen Public Radio helped edit. The stories will be added to CORE's website, and the photos, well, 55 of them are on the Lapolis Center's west wall.
There's Flash, who I believe has a KDNK show. Connor Hoffman, Mike Boucher, Dion Vitrot Kessler, Amanda Poindexter, Larry Yazzie. Those are just a few of the community members who stepped up to be part of this project. And we did try to put Carbondalians on the Carbondale building.
The rest will be on the CMC, Aspen, and Glenwood Springs buildings. The point of the project is to, yes, raise awareness about climate change, but also to bring attention to how a warming planet affects all of us, regardless of color, creed, or culture.
We recognize that it's going to take all of us to find a solution. And so being as inclusive as we could on this project was very important. In fact, I'd say it's at the very heart of this project.
One of Whitley's favorite stories is from 15-year-old Connor Hoffman, who is designing an electric-powered snowmobile.
Trying to really transform that industry away from fossil fuels. And that's what we're all trying to do here as we're looking at the climate crisis and what steps we can take to restore it.
Hi, my name is Connor, and my dad and I are working to build an electric snowmobile. Moment climate change became real was, it's just always been here. So I think it's always been something that I've thought about, and it's kind of led me into the field of climate change solutions, which has kind of sparked my interest in science and engineering and all these different topics.
Whitley said climate change became real for her about 5 years ago on a river trip.
And we had a lightning strike fire be ignited above camp and spent the night with a wildfire dripping down the hill into camp. And when you're surrounded with your loved ones and your very best friends and the threat becomes very imminent, it's a wake-up call.
CORE's month-long Creative Perspectives on Climate Change launches March 1st. Events include art exhibitions, music, films, self-guided mural tours, a scavenger hunt, and more, all socially distanced or online. You can find the audio stories beginning March 1st and event details at aspencore.org. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.